This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It'll be the law in North Carolina, legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy.
Protesters chanted from the gallery Tuesday night as North Carolina's Republican-controlled General Assembly successfully overrode the Democratic governor's veto of legislation banning most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. It will become the law in North Carolina. It's a major victory for Republicans like State Representative Kristen Baker.
I am proud to support Senate Bill 20.
The GOP needed every member on board to get the 3/5 majority, including Tricia Cotham, who in early April switched from the Democratic Party. The law takes effect July 1st and contains exceptions for rape and incest up to 20 weeks, life-limiting fetal anomalies, and to protect the life of the mother. Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia says that with six-week bans pending in South Carolina and Florida, the law will be devastating for abortion access in the South. I'm Jennifer King.
President Biden's cutting short his upcoming overseas trip, hoping to get a deal on the debt limit crisis. He and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have asked top negotiators to work hard now to keep the nation from defaulting on its debt.
There's still work to do, but I made it clear to the Speaker and others that we'll speak regularly over the next several days, and the staff's going to continue meeting daily to make sure we do not default.
Black Americans are disproportionately denied aid from state programs that reimburse victims of violent crime. That's according to an AP examination of data from 23 states. It shows black applicants were nearly twice as likely as white applicants to be denied aid in some states, including Indiana, Georgia, and South Dakota. A search is underway now in the Indian Ocean after word that 39 people are missing in a fishing boat incident. A Chinese fishing boat capsized. It's not clear why. This is AP News. New Zealand police believe a fire that killed at least six people in a Wellington hostel was arson. They've launched a homicide investigation.
Police Inspector Dion Bennett says an investigation into the fire and the resulting deaths is gathering pace.
We are treating it as an arson. I'm not prepared to say why.
Bennett adds they haven't yet arrested anybody.
Because it is an arson investigation, we do have a list of people that we want to speak to. I'm not prepared to say who they are or where they are. However, our investigation teams are working rapidly.
There had been a couch fire at the Loafers Lodge Hostel about 2 hours before the main fire on Tuesday. The couch fire had not been reported to emergency services at the time, and police want to see if there's any link between that and the fatal blaze. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.